Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Team President Sam Kennedy joins us on the line right now. Hey, Sam, how are you?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing great, thanks. Can you confirm that the Red Sox will be at the White House February 15th?
Well, I can confirm that that's the target date that we've have held on our calendars, but the logistics are still coming together. We put that date on the calendar prior to the holidays and prior to the government shutdown, but we don't have final details now, but that is the target date.
Can I ask a cynical question?
Of course.
That's what we do. Pitchers and
Come on, I'm from Boston.
No, I understand. Pitchers and catchers are scheduled to report February 13th. The full squad doesn't report until February 18th. Is this date almost designed to ensure that you don't have a full squad there?
No, actually, quite the opposite. This is the date that was preferred by Alex Cora, Dave Dombrowski, the coaching staff. A couple things. We wanted to set it up earlier rather than later. Some years in the past, we've gone either in April or May when we've played down in Baltimore, and it always seems a little bit stale and quite some time in between the championship and the visit. So we wanted to try and do it in the winter. We were looking at the possibility of doing it after winter weekend, which is coming up this weekend, when we'd all be together. But this is the date when everyone will actually be in Fort Myers. So we're going to do a charter from Fort Myers up to Washington, D.C. and back in the same day. And it's actually most convenient for the players and their spouses and the Major League staff who would be joining if it all comes together.
Have you had a chance to talk to any of the players yet as far as those who will definitely attend and maybe those who definitely will not attend?
I've had a bunch of different conversations with the players. And like in the past, I'm sure there will be players that choose not to go, players that will go. And we've been pretty consistent and clear about this, at least I hope. This is an honor and a privilege to be invited to the White House, and we've tried to not make it a political statement. We don't see it as such. We see it as an honor to be invited, and we went under the Bush administration two times and under the Obama administration once, so we feel very fortunate, and it's an opportunity that, frankly, it's about the players and giving these guys the opportunity to go behind the scenes at the White House and be honored for what was quite a remarkable 2018 season. So it's something that you want to rise above politics and give your players that opportunity, but it certainly is not a mandatory trip. We've the three times that we've gone, again, we've had some folks go and some folks not go, but I believe if it all comes together, we'll have a good representation of ownership and players and coaches that choose to go.
You sort of half answered my next question. Is ownership now planning to go?
Yeah, ownership's planning to go, and I'm planning to go, and so it should be. It's been a great experience. This will be our fourth time, and it's really special. But you know, we'll see if we have to evaluate, and I'm sure the White House does as well. If you know, we deem it to be inappropriate during this government shutdown, then we'll certainly adjust accordingly. So we're going to sort of play that by ear. That was not a part of the conversation when we got the invitation. No one knew that was coming. So we'll see how that plays out over the next couple of weeks.
Now, a lot was made about all the fast food that was there for the Clemson football team. I'm curious, like, when you guys went before, is a meal part of the deal?
No, I don't remember food being part of the visit. I remember a very cool behind the scenes tour of the White House in a very, very special visit to the Walter Reed Medical Center for a chance to visit with active duty military who have just come in for treatment, being treated for wounds suffered in battle. So, no, I don't remember the food. That is, that was the Clemson event was new to me, and we don't anticipate that being a part of our visit.
Is a Walter Reed visit in the plans right now to be part of this trip as well?
Yeah, as I mentioned, we don't have the exact details on timing. We'd certainly like it to be if it works from a logistical perspective, and if it doesn't, we'll likely make another visit there at some point in the future when we're down in the Baltimore, D.C. area. It's been great to have that connection. It's actually how our home base program grew out of that visit, so it's something that we're very committed to through our foundation, treating veterans dealing with post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injury.
And we got the news last week, Sam, that Mookie Betts and the team had agreed to a $20 million deal for next year. I'm curious, what was the difference year to year? This year willing to really double his salary, the year before fighting him over $3 million bucks?
Yeah, it's a good question. Mookie continues to set all types of records on the field and off the field, and he's just a remarkable player. Falls into the special sort of elite category of players, and a $20 million arbitration settlement is unprecedented, and he's just remarkable. He deserves every penny, and we hope we can have him a part of the Red Sox for a long, long time. And I just want to be clear. Last year there was no fight. There was a responsibility on our part to present comps and cases, and it's the harsh reality of the business of baseball. You've got to make sure you can try and slot in all of the players you want on your team at the appropriate levels. And he won the arbitration case, and then he went out and put up an MVP season. So that was one big difference. He's just remarkable, and we're glad that we got all 12 players done. The baseball ops group did an amazing job, especially Brian O'Halloran and Zach Scott and Ben Crockett. There was a team of people working for us that day and trying to get all the ARB players done, and we've got a lot of clarity now, which is great.
So, yeah, maybe fight wasn't the right word, but a year ago, just to clear things up, he wanted like $10.5 million. You guys thought he was worth $7.5 million. Is that how that worked?
Yeah, we filed it at $7.5 million, and he filed at $10.5 million, and he won.
All things being equal, do you think the arbitration process stinks? Because basically, your task is to go in there and tell your player why he's not worth what he says he's worth.
Yeah, it's a process that can be uncomfortable for the team and for the player, but I think the players and the agents recognize that it's just sort of part of the overall collective bargaining agreement, which we all 30 clubs operate under. There's you gain arbitration eligibility once you've been under team control for a couple of years, and it's served the industry well, and so it's you prefer not to go to a hearing and have to present comps and talk about players, but once in a rare while. We really haven't gone that often in the past, but sometimes we have, and it's a system that has worked well for a long time, and I don't anticipate it changing much as we go forward.
Do you get the sense that Mookie Betts would be open to a long-term deal before he becomes a free agent, or do you think that's kind of what he's envisioning after, the following season?
Yeah, you always try to put yourself in other people's shoes when you're dealing with negotiations in business and sports. And the short answer, I would never speak for Mookie, but I know how we feel about him and the fan base feels about him, having now won an MVP and having won a World Series championship in Boston and being part of a historic team. I hope he wants to be here long term. I believe that he does, but I also understand that he's going to see what the market looks like and make judgments for him and his family long term. But he's a very, very special player and a special person, equally as important, and we've expressed that to him on numerous occasions, and hopefully he'll be part of the Red Sox for a long, long time.
And then last thing for me, any updates on Craig Kimbrell or just the closer position?
We're still kicking lots of different ideas and opportunities around balancing the bullpen for 2019 with opportunities that are out there outside the organization, things that are inside the organization. We'll see how it plays out. We also have a desire to extend and talk about extensions for a number of our guys. So, as a reminder, we didn't make the deal with J.D. Martinez till the end of February. So, for whatever reason, free agency and the trade market seems to have gone later in the off season, almost until spring training starting up, or even after the start of spring training. So, we're having lots of internal conversations. I think once the Harper and Machado, those big pieces are taken off the board, things will start to move more quickly, just given they represent such an important element for the ultimate team that get them. So we'll see how this all plays out here over the next couple of weeks. And Dave Dombrowski has demonstrated in his time here a willingness to be bold and be aggressive, and I expect that to continue.
So we'll say a February 15th date for a Red Sox visit to the White House is written in pencil at this point, right?
Yeah, definitely. It's the date we've got on hold, and we'll see how things play out over the next couple of weeks.
Sam, we appreciate the time as always. Take care.
All right, guys. Good to be with you.
See ya.
Thanks.
Sam Kennedy, president of the Boston Red Sox.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.